We asked Ron Van Dam what he feels is the best way for people to listen to the Ron Van Dam Show.
Butter it and put it on a plate.
Okay, you heard the man. Get to it. Butter it up. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Butter it up.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I don't know what butter it up means, but I said it, and now I guess I have to stick with it. Welcome to the program. I am the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam on the Ron Van Dam Show in the Ron Van Dam world. Sit down and be quiet and listen to this. I'm sorry, was that rude? Was that a rude thing to say? I don't mean shut up and sit down. I mean relax, take it easy, and I will take it from here. Can I offer you a sandwich or a beverage or a lobotomy, anything? Hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for turning on the radio or clicking, whatever you did. You started it. And I thank you. Okay, that's enough music. And that was considered the opening. There you have it. How are you? Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I said that already. I'll be repeating myself constantly throughout the program today in order to make you realize what's going on. Welcome to the perfect storm of crap, ladies and gentlemen. In this country, a lot of people say you don't have to wear a mask, just like Trump says you don't have to wear a mask. And now this disease is spreading like wildfire from state to state with unprecedented high numbers. And we're about to open up schools and all that, and we're on a preface of crap. And I'll tell you something. All we had to do, very, very simple, wear masks and close the bars. Is that a lot to ask? If you go outside and you can't stay 6 feet away from somebody, put a mask on. If you're inside and you have people that weren't living with you through this whole thing already, and they come into your home for some reason, put a mask on. Wash your hands a lot. Is it so much to ask? Are we asking people to donate their limbs to science? No. Just put a piece of cloth over your mouth and your nose. What the hell's your problem? Why is this such a defiant act of freedom? I mean, seriously? Anyway, sorry, don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm just, I'm doing my part. Wear a freaking mask for a while until they solve this thing. Come on. Break it down to its simplest components. Wear a mask. Stay away from people for a while. Just be careful. God, yet, there's a large swath of America that says, I'm not wearing a mask. This is America. I don't have to wear a mask. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. What a response. And the president, I don't want to say it publicly, but can we compare him to a douchebag? Seriously, I know you're not supposed to say that, but these are, this is appropriate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you. Told you I'd be repeating myself over and over again. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself and your family. Please do that. Okay, we move on. Hi. There's a store in the area in which I live called Jordan's Furniture. Guess what it is? A furniture store. Wow, Einstein, that's incredible. Jordan's Furniture Store is a furniture store? Yes, it is. It's quite remarkable in what it does, but I'm not going to go into that. It's a very nice furniture store. There's a chain of them in New England. When you walk in, they sell mattresses. I mean, what furniture store doesn't sell mattresses? And if it wasn't for George Washington and President's Day, there'd be no mattresses. These presidents passed away some time ago, and yet we celebrate their grandeur and their service to this country by giving gigantic discounts on mattresses. I don't get it. I think there was a thing where George Washington slept all over the place. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if he had a lot of girlfriends or whether he traveled a lot and stayed in a lot of hotels. I really don't know. He was the first president. I was not here at the time. I think I had a dental appointment, which George Washington really, I think, had a lot of dental appointments. We understand that he had wooden teeth or something like that, which is an interesting problem. Something with a cherry tree. There's a lot of things that went on with George Washington that were never fully explained. George Washington said, "I cannot tell a lie." George, what if your wife asked you if she looked fat in that dress? I think you probably did lie every once in a while, cherry tree or no cherry tree, mister. I don't know what happened every day in your life. I'm sure you told a couple of fibs there, sir. Anyway, you know, George Washington, man, he crossed the Potomac, he took a boat, and he stood up in the boat, and he put his hand in his jacket. I don't understand what happened there with this man. But apparently he slept around. He was staying in various places. And I guess when you stay in various places, you lie in a bed. And when you lie on a bed, you lie on a mattress. And therefore, we honor George Washington's birthday and many of the presidents, because we lumped all their birthdays together because we just don't have time to celebrate all the presidents individually. We sell mattresses at a discount. This is how we do it. It's the same thing with July 4th, Independence Day. We celebrate the independence of this country by exploding things in the air, and that's kind of what we do. Same with the mattresses on President's Day. Anyway, so you walk into this furniture store, Jordan's Furniture, lovely place. Visit it if there's one near you. And you walk in, and they sell mattresses, and they sell these beds that go up and down and things like that, and all kinds of beds, but the mattresses are very interesting. So you walk in. I don't know if they do this anymore, but they did it when I was there last. You walk in, and there's tons of mattresses there in the furniture store, all very nicely displayed. And you're greeted by a guy, or it could be a girl, I suppose, but in my case it was a guy, wearing a lab coat. And I thought, did I walk into some genetic testing lab here? Why is a man in a furniture store wearing a lab coat? And then I looked beyond him and I saw about five or six other salespeople wearing lab coats. This is well before the virus thing, so that made no sense whatsoever. Maybe doctors all of a sudden were losing their jobs, and the only thing they could find was to work in a furniture store, but they still wear their lab coats, their doctor coats. I don't know what the hell's going on here. And then I see a big sign hanging from the ceiling over all these mattresses and these salespeople wearing lab coats. I see a big sign, and it says, Jordan's Furniture Sleep Lab. I've walked into a sleep lab. Do these people like test you for apnea, sleep apnea? What do they do? No, they're salespeople. And they figured, this Jordan's Furniture place figured, that let's dress up our salespeople like they're sleep specialists. Sleep specialists. I laughed to myself, and I even laughed in the face of this first guy who was wearing the lab coat that I encountered. I actually laughed at him. He didn't say what's so funny, because I think he knew that he looked ridiculous. He's a sales guy wearing a lab coat. And he says, sleep specialist. You ain't no sleep specialist. You don't have a diploma or degree in sleep technology. This is what sleep technology, the technology, there is nothing more pure and untechnological more than just lying on a mattress and falling asleep. What the hell? They were in the lab coats. Johnson, have you discovered the cure for this disease yet? No, we're in the lab right now. We're running genetic tests on the birthing mechanism, on a DNA spiral. But I have a little time. I'll sell a few mattresses, I guess. I can use the money. I've been cooped up in the lab now for weeks and weeks. Coming out of the lab with my lab coat to sell a mattress or two just for fun. What the hell's going on here? I mean, should I have shown up wearing a race car driver uniform? I mean, is this Halloween? Is this a furniture store that sells Halloween costumes? What the hell's going on? And they're walking around, by the way, not only are they wearing lab coats, and impersonating doctors, which I think is a felony and punishable by law, I think they were also carrying clipboards, like there's some kind of testing information that is on there. The clipboards are nothing but sales agreements to buy a mattress. They're the clipboards. Wow. It was intimidatingly funny to me. And I laughed in their face through the whole process. But I needed a mattress. I figured I need a mattress. I don't understand why mattresses are so expensive. They're like $1,000 to lie on a mattress. And you ever see these things mass produced? It's not a real big deal. I mean, it's not really a lab. It's just a piece of foam or something encased in some type of mattress thing. I don't even understand why it's so expensive. Anyway, so this guy says, hello, I'm sleep specialist Darren. I see sleep specialist Darren. If you're going to be a sleep specialist, why don't you go by your last name? Darren seems a little familiar to me for a lab person. Hi, Darren, how are you? Fine. Are you looking for a mattress? Wow, Einstein, you are smart. How did you pick that up? No, I'm here to pick apples in your orchard. What do you fucking... He brings me over to a machine, and they've named the machine. They actually gave it a name. It's called Bridget. The machine is called Bridget. I don't know why. Is Bridget the name of somebody's daughter, and they've dedicated this machine to her name or to her memory? She died of sleep apnea. I don't understand. Bridget, let's bridge the gap. I don't understand, but that's the name of this machine. And you stand in front of the machine, and they type in various information into a little computer on the machine, and the machine tells you what kind of mattress is best for you. And you could have asked me or let me lie on a number of them. With this virus thing, I don't think you're allowed to lie on mattresses anymore. I don't know how they're handling that, to be honest with you. I haven't been in there since the virus thing. This must be interesting. So the guy shows me some mattresses. Of course, we're starting with the most expensive mattress, where if you buy this mattress, you literally have to second mortgage your home. And every customer at a point says, do you have a mattress that perhaps human beings can afford? Why is it a choice between a brand new car or a mattress? Why are they the same price? I don't understand this. Well, after exhaustive search on this furniture store floor, with all these lab coat people walking around discovering various vaccines. I don't know what the hell. Hey, guys, if you're all wearing lab coats, I've got an idea. Go into the lab. Come up with a vaccine for the virus. Stop walking around selling mattresses. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Yes, I think I have a cure for the virus. We've come up with a vaccine. Oh, let's see it. Well, first I want to just sell a few mattresses, and then we'll get to that. So finally, you find a mattress that you like, but that's not the end of it, man, because these are actually sleep lab technician salespeople, and it's their job to sell you, to sell the crap out of you. And they're very nice about it. It's not a hard pitch carny kind of thing. It's a psychological thing. So they say, well, you found the perfect mattress. This is a great deal. We'll deliver the mattress to your home, and we'll pick up your old mattress. We'll date your sister, whatever. But you know, this is a great investment that you're making, and nothing could be a better investment than investing in a place that you lie down on and sleep. We have the perfect pillow. Get out. You have the perfect accessory to this purchase. Yes, we have the perfect pillow. It's made by Pillow Incorporated. Oh, and I'll tell you what, we're doing a discount on the pillows today. And by the way, every day we're doing a discount on the pillows. It's two pillows for the price of five. Wow. That's incredible. I know. So, do you have a mattress pad? What? Doesn't this expensive mattress have like a mattress pad built in? No, that doesn't happen. I'll give you a mattress pad, a queen size mattress pad, fit for a queen, fit for a queen, a bigger fit for a king. That's another $300. What? Yes, it's fantastic. The mattress pad. All right, now we got you the pillows, the mattress pad. Do you need a pillow topper? No, well, I just bought a pillow. This is a mattress topper. It's like lying on a pillow. It conforms to your body. No, I don't really need that. Do you need a beverage dispenser in the bed? We have that. You can lie in bed and it dispenses beverages. No, I don't. How about a cup holder for the bed? You want a bed that lights up the floor from the bottom, so it's like in the middle of the night and you have to go to the bathroom, the floor will light up and it's very, very safe. I really don't. How about we have a bed frame where it raises your head so that the blood isn't rushing to your head all night. It's great for good. Do you have trouble with your legs? Why do you? Well, we have beds where your legs can be raised up just a little bit. Wow. So you have beds that can actually contort me into like a sandwich, you know, like bread, like folding a sandwich in half. You have those things, huh? Yeah, we have a lot of things, Ron. We're not just mattresses, and we're not just sleep lab technicians having gone through 20 years of master degrees in order to sell you mattresses. I'm sorry. This is all true. And it's all absolutely ridiculous. This is actually what they do. Anyway, I bought a mattress because it wasn't the lab coats. It was the show that they put on was so entertaining to me. I was able to laugh at human beings taking themselves way too seriously, and I was able to laugh out loud in their face, and they couldn't do anything about it. All they could do was just sell me a mattress. I think it's the funniest thing I ever saw. If you ever, ever want a good laugh and you feel like getting out of the house, go to this furniture store, man, and just walk into their mattress area and just laugh the hell out of these people. They will be so embarrassed. They can't laugh back. They can't say, yeah, this is absolutely stupid. I realize this. They're making me wear the lab coat, Ron. I don't want to look like this. I've got a pair of khakis and a t-shirt. I mean, I don't know why I have to put a lab coat on and make believe I'm some kind of rocket scientist. Seriously, man. Do you have trouble sleeping? Count sheep. Have a drink. I don't know. This is stupid. Yes, it is stupid. It's extremely stupid. All right. There you have it. Our guest joins us today. He's a Donald Trump impersonator. He's supposed to be one of the best, and we'll see. We'll talk to him right after these words. I hope you're enjoying the program, by the way.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Hi, JL.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Good, good.
JL Coven joins us now. He's releasing a new comedy album. He's done a number of them, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
What part of the country are you in?
I am currently in New Jersey, lifelong New York resident. Moved from a studio to a two-bedroom in Jersey about 10 months ago, which was obviously, oddly enough, good luck, considering what happened.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, thanks for being with us. Well, 4 years ago, something happened, and I guess it helped to spark your career here. Apparently, from all the reviews that I'm reading, you are the on the nail, hitting it on the head impressionist of this Trump guy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a bizarre sort of turn of circumstances. I think I started working on a Trump impression 2 years before he got elected. I don't know really why.
Yeah, just in case.
And it wasn't even that good at the time, but over the years and just the fact that he's on TV 15 hours a day, it just got to a point where it's, you know, my best impression. And then when COVID hit, everybody had nothing to do, and I guess, you know, everybody stuck in their house was the break my career needed.
Right. It's odd that people get being stuck is a boost in one's career, but I guess that's what happens. Now, your new album is called Fireside Craps, which is funny, The Deuce, or The Douche, it could be, I guess. All right.
Yeah, no, I did an album in 2017 that was just sort of a little, you know, I had a good impression, and a friend of mine was starting his own label, comedy album label, and we put it together very quickly, and it was funny, but then as the impression got better, and we just thought, in January, why don't we do another one that was more comprehensive as far as, you know, his first term. And it's really, really good, and we had, you know, but at the time, I still was a relative nobody. We just thought, hey, it's going to be a good album. Who knows what'll happen with it? And then once my following got so big, it just was a great coincidence, if you want to call it that, for the album that I got sort of quasi-famous when we had already done the album, but it hadn't been released yet. So, The Deuce, that's why it's called The Deuce, because obviously it's the second one, but it also alludes to the fact that these are Trump equivalents to FDR's fireside chats. He just talks into his phone while on the toilet. That's the comedy concept.
But that is what happens. So it's not that
much.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's when he does most of his angriest tweeting.
No question about it. I don't doubt that in the least. In order to do perfect impersonations, which is also a visual thing, I understand, I guess you have to be focused on everything that he does. I feel sorry for you in that sense, but it is also reaped you benefits. But, I mean, does it bother you that you have to get so close into his psyche to actually get into that?
Well, it's, sometimes I wonder if being a stand-up comic for 17 years just allows you a little too... You know, it's, I've said maybe being a stand-up comic is like being the chimpanzee to the Trump human or vice versa, where it's like the, there's a common DNA, even though they're very different things.
I gotcha.
Because he... Yeah, it's the fact is, it got better and better because he's so omnipresent in the media that it wasn't even sort of a conscious, ooh, I need to study him. It was just like he was always there. So over the years, it just got better and better. As you just see him so much, you pick up on every little tick and the breathing. And, you know, the mindset is sort of simple. It's just arrogance. And ADD, and you just and it always comes back to him somehow. Whatever journey you're on mentally, it always has to come back to some sort of self compliment.
Yeah, a third of the country actually likes him. So, have you found that anybody has found what you do offensive in any way?
Oddly enough, I think the Trump support. I've had people who are Trump supporters who like the impression, which I always find weird, but. Then they see something else I've written and go, "Oh, I didn't know you were such an angry lib jerk." And I'm like, it's okay. I don't need you to be my fan. It's okay. You know, and vice versa. A lot of the progressive people who love the impression and love that I'm quote unquote owning Trump, they see some of my regular jokes and go, "That's not funny." And I go, "Just because we have the same politics doesn't mean I want my comedy advice from you."
Well, I guess I guess from doing stand up for so long, you realize you just can't win. So it's pretty much
the bottom line. The motto of my career for 16 and a half years was I cannot win. So I have a thick skin when it comes to failure in this business.
You've been doing impressions for quite some time, though, before Trump even was born. That's not right.
I wish. Maybe in some other lifetime I was also a great Trump impersonator, or a great impersonator of people. But yeah, it's. I started my career doing impressions as a stand-up, and that's kind of an easy thing to do if it's something you can do. It's sort of, it can be a crutch on stage. And then as my voice developed and I became just a little bit more of a seasoned comedian, you know, you want to talk about other things in your own voice and your own stories and opinions, not just... Hey, what if Owen Wilson walked into a McDonald's?
I got you. although that sounds like the beginning of a pretty good joke.
But I've watched my old stand-up, very old stand-up, because from about 2006, 2007, I'm very happy with my stand-up. But those early, I have a couple of very early tapes from sets, and I'm getting laughs. But I'm sitting there going, if I saw this comedian on stage right now, I would probably leave.
Do you mind if I ask Donald a couple of questions?
Oh no, feel free.
Okay,
we're both here.
All right. Well, that's true. That's a good point. President Trump, I understand that you're talking about a test that you took years back about how fit you are mentally. What happened there?
Well, it's called a cognitive test, and you know, they'd never seen anybody do so strongly. Like I thought, you know, I usually go to take a test, I get 100. It's sort of the way every test I've ever taken, I get a perfect score. But the way the doctors responded when they saw me take the, they were amazed. They said they'd never seen anything like it. So that's the only reason I bring it up, because the questions started very, you know, sort of even you could probably answer the early questions, but then they get to these harder questions where they're asking you to remember so many things. And when I did it perfectly, they were, you know, they were stunned.
That's pretty much exactly what he said, exactly what he sounded like. Are you doing stand up in the New York area at this time?
Oh, no. I am pretty much, I've done a couple of Zoom shows, but most of the content has been, you know, podcasting you know, just Twitter videos and things like that, because I don't particularly, you know, I know New York and New Jersey have done a pretty good job after what was a horrific beginning, but I still would like things a little more...
Good for you.
You know, if the clubs are only doing 25% occupancy...
Yeah, that doesn't work for stand-up.
That's sort of a hint that maybe I should wait.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, and I hope things do get better. The Northeast is doing fantastic. It's everybody else that's screwing this thing up. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. So... Let's talk about how we can get a hold of your latest work here.
Oh, great, yeah. It's, like you said, Fireside Crafts the Deuce. It's a for sale on iTunes and Amazon, and it can also be streamed on Pandora, Apple Music, and Tidal.
Yeah.
So there's you know, pay and non-pay options, but I'm, you know, I'm as proud of it as anything I've ever done. The impression is sort of really on point, obviously, but... my producer really did sort of a funny job, really kind of putting it together and putting some bells and whistles on it. So it's a really, and the way I look at it, I've told people, I say, not only is it a funny comedy album, but in a weird way, it's this sort of comedic but accurate history of the first term of Trump's presidency. So, you know, depending on what he has as a presidential library, maybe it'll just be a collection of tweets. This might be a more accurate reflection. Yeah, library. It's going to be an audio book of the art of the deal, and that's
it. It's pretty much it, which he didn't even really write. okay. So, interestingly enough, when he's not president anymore real soon, your impression will like last like forever, whether he's president or not. Oddly enough, he's not going to be going away as far as this is all concerned.
Oh, sure. He'll be calling in daily to Fox News. He'll probably have his own hour on OAN.
I'm sorry.
So I'd like to do less of it for sure, though.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice that it can be sort of a guest appearance rather than the focus of my career.
Have you thought on working on a Biden?
I have, you know, it's tough because obviously some impressions just come easier than others, depending on what your voice range is.
Yeah.
And Biden is, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's sort of, I've tried and I can capture maybe the spirit of Biden, but I don't think it sounds very good yet. But then again, my Trump didn't sound very good 5 years ago either. So,
well, this way someone else can do the Biden and then, you know, you can do, doing some actual stuff going on back and forth. Is there a YouTube that we can take a taste?
Oh, sure. Yeah, thank you. I actually have two channels. One is my regular channel, which has, you know, my Trump videos, my stand-up, and some other sketches and impressions I've done. That's youtube.com/JLCAUVIN. And then I have a channel I started about a month ago that's already picking up a lot of steam called Trump the Internet, which is more like me as Trump doing viral trends things like that in an attempt to dominate YouTube. And those that's caught on really quickly, so I'm very happy with that as well. It's, you know, it's just a sort of a more goofy sketch sort of take with my impression versus what I've been doing on Twitter and stuff.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing and hearing and getting involved. A lot of fun. J.L. Coven, that's J-L Coven, C-A-U-V-I-N. And look him up all over the place. Pick up the new album. And thanks for entertaining us for this time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on.
Well, there you have it for today. That's it for me. I've spent enough time with you. It's getting out of hand, as a matter of fact. But here's the interesting news. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Yeah, it'll be like Wednesday. Won't that be something, the middle of the week, that makes no difference? Time is flying and yet crawling. It's unbelievable. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Wear a mask. Help stop this thing. Until then, I wish you peace.